how about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's Jean-Lit Foot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Ready to pop the question and take advantage of 30% off? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com to get 30% off select lab-grown diamonds. That's BlueNile.com for 30% off lab-grown diamonds. BlueNile.com.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Let's go! Where does Derek Carr rank in the quarterback hierarchy of the NFC South?
Hey, Mom! The meatloaf!
So, I got an email from the powers that be at Believe. Our flagship show, when it comes to quarterbacks, Sims Complete, I like a good pun, by the way, which is hosted by Phil Sims and Matt Sims. A lot of you know Chris Sims, a controversial NBC sports analyst. But, of course, Phil Sims is the most famous. He used to do the main CBS broadcast, and it's awesome that he does a show on this network. But I think I have, and I've been listening to sports media stuff my whole life. It's my goal to be like Phil Sims, to do national sports media. But I've been doing sports media for so long, and I do not know if I've ever heard of a worse show than this one when it comes to ranking the quarterback. So I'm going to give you their full answer here on where Derek Carr ranks amongst the NFC South quarterbacks.
Hey, so who do you got number three?
Number three, I'm going with the Jackie Moon of the NFL. He's a player. He's a coach. He's a manager. He's the point guard, shooting guard, all that. I'm joking. I got Derek Carr as my number three quarterback. And the only reason why I make that joke is because Jackie Moon is a character that Will Ferrell played in a movie. He's a basketball player. Yeah, way over your head.
Way over, yes.
Semi-pro. Yeah. And, you know, he's the owner of the team. He's the starting forward. You know, he's the coach. He's the manager, all this kind of stuff. So, and I kind of teased Derek Carr during this season that he was the Jackie Moon of the NFL when they were struggling about halfway through.
That is the worst pop culture reference I have ever heard in any sports radio or sports media segment. Now, I sympathize with Matt for on two different levels, okay? One from, you know, sports media level. I have done plenty of sports radio, and I have made a lot of similes and metaphors. It's kind of my style as well. And they are not the absolute best, okay? They're not the most well thought out. So I sympathize there. Also sympathize comedically, right? Because here he's trying to be funny, trying to make a pop culture reference here. And it falls flat. The audience, which in this case is only his dad, didn't get the joke. Then he had to explain the joke, which wasn't funny at all. And then he blamed his dad for not getting it, which, let's just say he was doing this in front of an actual audience. I did stand up for 5 years. The worst thing you could do when you're bombing is blame the audience for not getting the joke. Okay? It really was bad. Jackie Moon, really? You're going to disgrace the great Will Ferrell and use him as a comparison here to Derek Carr?
The prestige worldwide! Prestige worldwide!
One that didn't even make sense. Semi-pro basketball. He plays basketball. Derek Carr plays football. And I really don't get, I would love Matt to tell me this. I really don't get what he's trying to get to here. That he is the owner of the team, which he's not. That's Gail Benson, of course. He's basically trying to imply that Derek Carr is the do-it-all for the New Orleans Saints when that could not be further than the truth. He has got an excellent supporting cast. He himself is bad. And we'll get into his new play caller here in just a second. We'll get into the defense and all of that. But, man, there are really a thousand Will Ferrell examples that you could have used. You could have done Brennan Huff, Step Brothers. That one would have made a lot of sense. Brennan Huff's Step Brothers' name is, ironically, Derek. Now, it would have made more sense if it was David, but guess what? Brennan Huff was neglected, just like Derek Carr has been neglected, okay, by the NFL fans. I don't know. I'm trying to stretch this out to make it make more sense, but anytime you compare Will Ferrell to Derek Carr, it's just something I'm just going to stop you on. And the only thing you could say about Jackie Moon, and the only thing you could say about Derek Carr that makes him any kind of similar is their approval rating, okay? Jackie Moon, according to Rotten Tomatoes, 23%. I would guess that would be around Derek Carr's approval rating.
But Derek Carr is the number three quarterback in the division. Hopefully, with Clint Kubiak, a little bit of the similar recipe that maybe Bryce and Canales will try to take advantage of too. Clint, you know, obviously being, you know, the son of a coach and primarily being more of a traditional offense. Hopefully they're a little bit more balanced as well in run to pass situations. They get into that play action world that I think Derek does extremely well in as a thrower down the field. And we finally see some improvements too from this football team offensively, or more consistency, really. We saw flashes, but just not enough consistency.
Now, we'll take this one by one. It was a mixed bag there of some agreement from me and some disagreement. Let's start with the beginning. Just because you're a son of a coach does not mean anything, right? You know, every industry is rife with nepotism, right? We see it in the entertainment industry in particular, acting, but we really see it in coaching as well. There is a reason why Matt Sims has a show. It's his dad, right? Phil Sims, famous guy. Nepotism matters. The bottom line, though, is the NFL coaches that are nepotism hires have actually had a good couple of few years here. Maybe there is something to it. You know, you have Kyle Shanahan. You can make a case he's the best coach in the NFL. Zach Taylor was also a nepotism guy. His father-in-law is Mike Sherman. One of the Callahans is now the new coach of the Tennessee Titans. He was the OC for the Bengals. Maybe all of their success is just Joe Burrow. But for the most part, I think most people consider him to be good coaches. But you also have some bad nepotism hires. You know, one off the top of the head here is Nathaniel Hackett. So, look, just because you're the son of a coach doesn't mean anything to me. Now, let's get into a relatively complex topic. And I won't go too deep into it because I was actually working on a video on my Power Hour NFL YouTube channel about this and a Believe in Saints podcast for later in the year when it comes to run to pass ratio. I hate it. Absolutely hate it when broadcasters just say, well, we want to be balanced. We want to be balanced in the pass and the run and all of that. Okay. Well, I feel like that is just an oversimplified way to describing offense. And I got into
this episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
For those who embrace the impossible, the Defender 110 is up for the adventure. This iconic vehicle has been redefined with a modern design that lets you go further and do more. The exterior is reimagined with compelling proportions and precise detailing, complemented by an interior built with integrity. The Defender capability is legendary. Whether you're facing off-road challenges or harsh weather conditions, its durability has been tested to the extreme. Powerful innovations like the intuitive driver display and award-winning infotainment system keep you connected. Innovative camera technologies deliver unobstructed views and effortless maneuvering. And robust cargo capacity means more room for your gear. Ready for a wide range of adventures, the Defender family features the two-door Defender 90, the Defender 110, and the Defender 130, which seats up to eight. To drive the Defender is to explore with greater confidence. Push what's possible with a vehicle made to go further. The Defender 110. Learn more at LandRoverUSA.com/Defender.
You know, a big debate about this with another Believe show, my buddy Blake Ruffino at AYS. Check him out. About run-to-pass ratio at the collegiate level, but let's talk about it a little bit more at the NFL level. Now, if you are a believer that you want a 50-50 run-to-pass, or let's just say pass-to-run rate, that's not really existent anymore pretty much at any level of football because, well, we're just more of a passing society now. But let's just say you want a 60-40 rate. When I ask my YouTube viewers, what would you like, a 60-40 pass-to-run split? Well, what if I told you the Saints had exactly that, a 60-40 pass-to-run split? You know who else had a 60-40 pass-to-run split? The Buffalo Bills, one of the best offenses in the NFL. The Miami Dolphins also had an exact 60-40 pass-to-run split. Another elite, you could even say historic, offense, the Miami Dolphins. I'll never forget the 70-point blowout to the Denver Broncos. So, just because you have a relatively decent pass-to-run split doesn't mean jack squat. It really doesn't. Now, a more salient point that Matt Sims could have made, and maybe this was it and he didn't go too deep into detail, is that the team that had the most even pass-to-run split in the NFL were the San Francisco 49ers at a 54-45 split, or a 55-45 split. The opposite end of the spectrum were the Kansas City Chiefs. They were number two in the NFL with a 67-32 split, and the Commanders, which is essentially the Chiefs' offense with Eric Bieniemy, was at a 69-30 split. So, Matt Sims would say, hey, Carter, I would guess Matt Sims would say this. You take a look at some of the best teams in the NFL, they actually had a more even pass-to-run split, like the 49ers, like the Ravens. That had a 57-42 split. The Lions had the sixth best pass-to-run split, also at 57-42. The Rams were at 58-41. The Browns, 58-41. The Eagles, 59-40. And as we mentioned, the Dolphins and the Bills. that 60-40 split, correct? That should be a good thing. But what just a simple pass-to-run split misleads you is that it does not take into effect context, all right? So what if there was a stat that actually does that? And there is one. And it's not necessarily a stat that tells you pass-to-run split, but it does tell you over expectation, how much should you throw the football or how often do you throw the football? And that stat is called PROE, pass rate over expected. Now remember, the 49ers were last in the NFL when it comes to pass rate, or number one in the NFL when it comes to pass to run rate, right? They were at a 54-45 split, 54-46, whatever. They go from last in the NFL to 17th in the NFL when it comes to pass rate over expectation. Now, why is that important? Because, well, of course, the best teams are going to have absolutely high pass rates, or excuse me, run rates, because they blow a lot of teams out. The Bills blew a lot of teams out. And when you blow a lot of teams out, guess what you're going to do later in the game? You're going to run the football. Same thing for the Ravens. They set the record for 9 games that they won by 14 or more points last year. 9 games. All right. And those were against winning teams, an absolutely insane stat. So they ran the football a lot late in blowouts. What happened to the Ravens when you take a look at PROE? They go from the bottom of the NFL to top 10 in the NFL when it comes to pass rate over expectation. The same thing happens to the Dolphins. Remember, they were bottom 5 in the NFL in pass rate. They're top 12 in pass rate over expectation. Now, what happens to the New Orleans Saints? It's a Saints podcast, right? The Saints remain at 20 when it comes to pass rate over expectation or just simple pass rate, right? Saints are negative 2.6% at pass rate over expectation. Now, why is PROE important? Well, let's take a look at the worst teams in the NFL. The Falcons were last in pass rate over expectation. The Cardinals, second to last, Steelers, Panthers, Titans, Bears, the Gardner Minshew Colts. And then you have the Lions, who are a really good team. But then after that, it's the Broncos, the Browns, the Patriots, and then we have the Saints tied with the Rams, who barely got into the playoffs. Folks, you could make a case that the Saints should have passed more instead of less. So this idea of the just balance is all that matters. It's hogwash. Now, one of these points that he made was very good, which is play action. Derek Carr's lowest play action rate in quite some time was last year with the Saints. And a lot of bad OCs like Pete Carmichael Jr., they don't use play action enough. Derek Carr was at around 14%. And you take a look at a lot of his best Raider years, a lot of them were play action percentages in the 20s. So, yes, more a play action, please. That's some really good stuff from Matt.
Come on, Matt. They went through some periods in games. You just go, oh my God, is this professional football? It was unbelievable. No, I'm serious.
I know.
It was so bad. And, you know, and I watch it, and then all of a sudden, you know, start of the fourth quarter, they get good. And, you know, they made some, they finished a lot of games well. But, you know, you look at Derek Carr, I just want to give 25-8 touchdowns, interceptions, almost 4,000 yards, 68% completion. Clint Kubiak, you said it. Hey, his father, he was going to run the ball no matter where he was coaching, head coach, assistant, whatever. And the son's going to be the same thing. They're going to institute a lot of these San Francisco thought processes in there, which I think are really good. It's going to help Derek Carr, I think, immensely. But my big question why I got him at number three is the team, you know, the defense, which was really what they were for so many years. It was just big, rugged, fast, tough. It changed a little bit last year. So that makes me wonder. But that's not what we're judging. When I still look at this, you know, some of these are tight. But Derek Carr was number three in the NFC South for me.
So Phil Simms admitted to himself that the defense has nothing to do with Derek Carr's ranking. But he still said that the defense had something to do with his ranking. It was a, you know, juxtaposition there. Whatever the case may be, the Saints defense, They may not have been as good as some of these other elite Saints defenses, but still, you look at yards per pass attempt, they were top 10. Yard per rush, they were still top 10. You want to go more advanced, DVOA, Aaron Schatt stat. They were 15th in the NFL, so about middle of the pack. The defense was fine. We're just focusing here on Derek Carr. He also listed some basic counting stats. We'll talk more about those coming up in just a moment. But let's just go ahead and finish out their segment here.
Yeah.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on.
Crunch Island. He's John LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away!
Throw our last crunch berry!
No!
No one steals my crunch berries!
I think you mean my crunch berries. Choose your own crunch venture with Cap'n Crunch!
And the reason why, again, to reiterate why he's three, is just the fact that the guys that I have ahead of him, and I honestly almost had a backup of one of the players on the teams at number three ahead of him.
Wow.
Because I just feel like, you know, there are at times where just, man, just cut it loose. Just cut it loose.
Yes.
Just play, you know. And I think sometimes that he's missed out, like where we saw the greatness of him, they were forced to play aggressively because they needed to get back into games. But then when they had games like under control, it just seemed like too careful, like trying to place the ball too much. And it just was like, it was painful at times, like you said. So That's where I want to see just a little bit more aggressive, you know, Derek Carr dropping back and cutting it loose, because the guys that are ahead of him on the list, you know, we have no doubts about them in that department.
Let me ask you this. What do I always say about the quarterback position? And it's coached too many times trying to play perfection.
Right.
Okay, we want it perfect. Do this. Take another step. But just play. You said it right. When they were behind and it was like do or die, they were really good. Man, then they turned it on. And it's not a game of perfection. So quit trying to be perfect, Derek Carr. I think That's really my biggest knock on him by far. He tries to be perfect and just play. You know, Don't worry. You can't make every three-pointer. Just keep shooting and you'll hit enough of them. And look, he's got talent. He's big. He's mobile. He's got a very strong arm. So there's a lot to work with there.
Now, I no doubt agree that the Saints need to be more consistent, like they said. I also undoubtedly agree that the Saints need Derek Carr to be more aggressive. He has always been too cautious of a quarterback. So, really good points by Matt and Phil Sims. And look, I'm a film guy. I'm an analyst. I believe in my own beliefs, whatever. They know more about the quarterback position than I do. I agree with them. They absolutely, positively need Derek Carr to be more aggressive. But to say that Derek Carr is mobile, really? You think I'm going to let you get away with that in the year 2024? He is the least mobile quarterback in the NFC South. And that is saying something when freaking Kirk Cousins is in your own division. Now, if you want to talk about pocket mobility, sure, I can live with that. But just mobility? Yeah, I do agree. Derek Carr has good size. I wouldn't necessarily say he's got a cannon of an arm. I wouldn't say athletically, especially at this point in his career, he is a plus. But to call him mobile is a stretch. Now, one final bone to pick.
Who do you have at number four, Big Phil?
Oh, you know, listen, that was probably the easiest one of all, picking these guys. It's Bryce Young for the Carolina Panthers.
Now, this is the most laughable thing out of everything that they said. That it's a clear-cut ranking that Bryce Young is the worst quarterback in the division. And what's interesting, I only played a small clip here. You can listen to everything else that they had to say about it. But of all people, Phil Sims had pretty much the same touchdown-to-interception ratio as Bryce Young did in his first year, in his first three seasons in the NFL. And I understand it's a different era, totally get that. But the point is, most rookie quarterbacks historically have not started off well. Now, in more recent years, yes, rookie quarterbacks have had sensational year ones. Justin Herbert, obviously C.J. Stroud, Joe Burrow before he got hurt. I get it, and trust me, as someone who is a mini Bryce Young believer here, look, and I was wrong. I had Bryce Young ahead of C.J. Stroud in my pre-draft quarterback rankings last year, and I was wrong about that. But if you can't see that Bryce Young's situation was by far the worst a rookie quarterback has ever had, at least over the past decade, I don't even know if you should have an opinion on quarterbacks. Bryce Young had no weapons to throw to. His best weapon was the corpse of Adam Thielen. Okay, DJ Chark wasn't it as much as I love him. Terrace Marshall wasn't it as much as I love him. Jonathan Mingo, yes, Bryce Young did miss Mingo a few times this year, but overall, Mingo was a terrible, terrible pick. And I'll be honest, I didn't love the Panthers draft. I would not have taken Leggett over Coleman. I would not have taken Leggett over a few other rookie wide receivers, but that's a different story for a different day. I understand Leggett's from Carolina and he's from that region. I get that. But to say that so clearly is insane. And you can even make an argument that I, as a Saints supporter, would rather have Bryce Young than Derek Carr because Bryce Young is still on a rookie deal. Bryce Young, we don't know what he is at this point in his career. We do know what Derek Carr is, which is a middling quarterback. And to say this in an NFC South QB ranking, when the offensive mind that unlocked Baker Mayfield leaves Tampa Bay and goes to the Carolina Panthers, that is insane. That is absolutely insane. And if you were to look at how much, you know, coaching matters when it comes to your QB, well, the only offensive-minded head coach in this division is Dave Canales. The other three are defensive-minded coaches. And if you look at the teams that actually make runs in the playoffs and exceed expectations, a lot of them are offensive background coordinator coaches. So I did my own NFC quarterback rankings. I'll link it down below. And if Phil and Matt want to tear apart my QB rankings, fine, go at it. But I had Bryce Young ahead of Derek Carr. I had Bryce Young ahead of Baker Mayfield because I do feel your price matters, and Bryce is cheaper. Bryce has more unlocked potential. And yes, athletically, it didn't look good. The advanced numbers didn't look good. But I'm telling you, that was a painful situation with a really bad head coach and a first-time play caller calling the shots last year. So I just can't get there with Bryce Young being the clear-cut, like you say it, slamming your fist to the table, worst QB in the NFC South. I do not think that will remain stable. I think Baker Mayfield will regress, as many of you could tell. Not a big Derek Carr guy at all. And we all have our questions about the Kirk Cousins, Michael Penix situation. And as Phil or anyone could tell you, nothing, absolutely nothing is stable in the NFL. There are very few quarterbacks year in and year out who are elite. Mahomes, Allen, so on and so on. Very few. So a lot changes, and I think Bryce Young will be better than what a lot of people think.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's Sean LaFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie. And fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then, learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.